This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKinney. More than 332,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and the number of infections is well over 5.1 million. The U.S. death toll from the virus is approximately 95,000, while the number of confirmed infections is nearly 1.6 million. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is moving ahead with a crackdown on scores of COVID-19 antibody tests that have not yet been shown to work. U.S. regulators Thursday published a list of more than two dozen companies that failed to file applications to remain on the market or have already pulled their products. The FDA previously allowed the test to launch with virtually no oversight. The agency reversed that policy after critics said it had created a wild west of unregulated tests. The blood tests are designed to detect for past coronavirus infections. British healthcare workers are taking part in a trial to determine if two antimalarial drugs can prevent COVID-19. It includes chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, the same drug which U.S. President Trump has said that he is taking. The COPCOV trial is an international study led by the University of Oxford with support of tropical medicine units in Bangkok. It will be open to British participants who are in close contact with patients with proven or suspected COVID-19, with a total of 19 study sites expected to open in the UK by the end of June. Plans have been put in place for further test sites in Southeast Asia, Italy, Portugal, Africa, and South America. 40,000 frontline healthcare workers will be involved. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain is dealing with a technical issue or two of its track and trace app that it hopes will help it keep the novel coronavirus outbreak under control. Boris Johnson said Friday or Wednesday a world-beating program to test and trace those suspected of having been in contact with people who have tested positive for COVID-19 would be in place by June 1st. The test and track program is seen as a key measure to reopen the country, but it has also been dogged by criticism after opposition lawmakers said an earlier promise of a nationwide rollout of a National Health Service developed smartphone app had slipped from the middle of this month. Britain is currently testing the app based on Bluetooth on the Isle of Wight off the southern coast of England, where the government says more than half the residents had downloaded it. An official confirmed Thursday that China intends to impose new national security laws on Hong Kong, potentially sparking new anti-Beijing protests following last year's often violent unrest, which plunged Hong Kong into its deepest turmoil since it returned to Chinese rule in 1997. Hong Kong media outlets reported the new laws would be secession and terrorism and banned in all seditious activities aimed at toppling the central government or foreign interference in the former British colony. Attempts to impose similar laws in the past have met strong resistance. Opposition lawmakers said this was the end of Hong Kong as they knew it. U.S. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, returned to his New York apartment Thursday wearing a mask to finish out his prison sentence at home after being released early due to concerns he could have been exposed to the novel coronavirus at a federal prison. Cohen had completed a bit more than a year of a three-year sentence for his role in paying hush money to two women, adult star Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who said they had sexual relationships with Mr. Trump, as well as financial crimes and lying to Congress. Mr. Trump and his aides have denied that the Republican president had relationships with either woman. Cohen's lawyer is in March said the Federal Bureau of Prisons has been demonstrably incapable of safeguarding and treating BOP inmates who are obliged to live in close quarters and are at an enhanced risk of catching coronavirus. The Tokyo Olympics have already been pushed back once to 2021, but now International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach says the world's biggest sports spectacle would have to be scrapped altogether if the event is unable to be held next year. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said the multiple sports event cannot take place next year unless medical assurances were made in place, and Bach said he understood the position. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.